All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk about history made at the Olympic Games this morning. But first, George just told us the story. He's going under the knife tomorrow, having knee surgery. It's his first surgery in his life. And we thought, to put you at ease, that we would invite your surgeon on the program this morning.
You got Doc House on?
No, no. This is the guy who will actually be performing the procedure. This is Snapper John MD joining us here on the ticket.
Of course, he's not my doctor.
He's the team doctor for the Cowboys, Stars, Mavericks, and Rangers. And he's going to be working on you tomorrow, George. Hi, Snapper John.
How you doing there, Craig? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You ready for the big procedure tomorrow?
Oh, I'm getting ready. I've been training. I've been studying up on these things, so we're going to get it done.
What do you mean studying up on it?
Well, George, now I got you down for tomorrow at noon. Is that about right?
That's about right, yeah.
That worked for you. I got you scheduled for, let me check my paperwork here, got an arthroscopic knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
A colonoscopy?
Nope.
A penile lengthening?
Nope.
Breast reduction?
Nope.
Quadruple bypass?
Nope.
Vaginoplasty?
No.
Boil lancing?
Nope.
And a liver transplant. Is that about right?
No. None of that's right. And you're not performing my surgery tomorrow.
Of course, I'll give you your favorite.
What's that?
Prostate exam. You always love that. Every time you come in the office, you ask for a prostate exam.
I have never gone into your office, and I don't think it's called that.
Now, a lot of people don't like getting a prostate exam from me, particularly women's. But
they don't need one.
But a lot of the men's do, too. They don't like it. And it's probably, I know I have the fingers, size of a ballpark Frank's. But, and I know I can get pretty aggressive with it, like I'm trying to dig a quarter out of a car seat. But
all right.
Well, hell, man, this is medical. It could save your life or make you finish.
God.
Let's bring it on down.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bring it right on back down. We like to have a lot of fun, but once in a while things get pretty medical on you. So
yeah, got to bring it back down.
Now, I need to make you aware of the complications. You're going to sign all these forms now, and you got to be aware of them.
Yeah, that's another thing. What is it with all the paperwork you have to fill out in the doctor's office?
There is a remote, slight chance of mild death.
Mild death.
I don't want to alarm you, make you cry into your sea rag, anything like that. But you need to realize that although the chances are low, around 30% or so, there's still a chance of death.
Okay.
That's not
I was
that
hoping
low.
For a better percentage than that.
Well, it ain't like it's a coin flip or anything, just 30%. I'm trying to get that percentage down.
All right.
My fellow physicians in my practice, they're down around like 0.1%. But I'm looking to get mine down at 30%. I'm going to get it down. Now, this is going to cost you about $14,000 out of pocket. Bring a check. I also take money order, cash.
Well, look.
It always works well for me.
I have insurance, and I don't think it's going to be that much out of pocket.
Oh, no, Jub. Now, you need to welcome to Obamacare, all right? You're welcome to that. Bring it down. A lot of people getting insured now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to make you aware that I do a little plastic surgery on the side. If you're at all interested in that, I'm the plastic surgeon to the stars. Yeah, I've done
like
Jerry Jones and Bruce Jenner, Donatella Versace. So I can get you done. You want to do something?
No, I don't want to have plastic surgery.
Now take advantage of this opportunity.
I know. I will never have plastic surgery, I don't think.
Yeah, we can get your eyes pulled back, make you look younger.
Yeah,
like
I guess.
Jackie Chan, he looked pretty young.
No, I think I'm fine. I just want to get my knee fixed and get out of there. And I don't think you're a part of this office.
Let me tell you, we also want to let you know we got to mark you with a Sharpie now. You know, we do that little thing.
Yeah.
We mark you with a Sharpie, make sure we get the right knee done.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the right knee, isn't it?
No, it's the left.
Okay, so that's the right knee.
Yes, the left is the right.
Okay, so it's the right knee. We're going to be doing the right knee.
No, the left.
That, your right knee.
Left.
Left?
Yeah.
The other leg is left alone?
That's no.
You're doing left alone.
You need to do the
right
left knee.
All right, I got you down. Now, my surgical assistant, he's a good guy. I can't wait for you to meet him. You're going to like him.
Who's that?
He did serve some time in prison. I'm required by law to tell you that. I got him out for work release deal. But he'll be doing the opening up. He's going to lay open there and rib cage opened up.
Rib cage?
Now, he does have hepatitis and some sort of blood-borne Lyme disease, but you're going to sign all those forms. You know. He's a funny guy. You're going to love him.
I don't know. I don't think you're a part of my surgical team tomorrow.
Oh, now. We're going to get you taken care of, George. Now, remember, don't eat after midnight. Bring a change of underwear because you're going to be running through them now. We'll see you tomorrow soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now,
we'll see you.
Bring it down.
Okay. We'll bring it down. There goes Snapper John.